From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN envoy on Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says talks between representatives of the Syrian government and opposition members will begin in Geneva on Friday.
We are going to aim at proximity talks starting on the 29th and ongoing for 6 months on a staggered chronological proximity approach.
He did not specify who was invited. Libya's internationally recognized parliament in Tobruk voted overwhelmingly Monday not to approve the new 32-member UN-sponsored national unity government. Edward Uranian reports.
Members of Libya's Tobruk-based parliament, one of two legislative bodies vying for power in the country, applauded after voting against the recently named 32-minister government of UN-appointed Prime Minister Fayez Sarraj. 89 MPs called for Sarraj to appoint a smaller 17-member cabinet instead within the next 10 days. Arab media reported that parliamentarians did approve Sarraj's nomination for prime minister, as well as the governing council stipulated in the UN-backed Skyrat National Unity Accord. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The U.S. is stepping up efforts to help Laos deal with such problems as hunger, the existence of unexploded bombs, and the need to provide access to technology in some areas. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry outlined the efforts during a Monday visit to Vientiane. He also had talks to lay the groundwork for a special ASEAN summit meeting next month in California. He said the U.S. was launching a $6 million program to help provide meals. This is VOA News.